Dearest Diana, here it is, Tuesday night, and I'm writing this in the library at Beechwood. Last night I was horribly lonesome all alone in my room and wished you were with me. I had promised Miss Stacy I wouldn't cram, but it was very hard to keep from opening my history book. This morning Miss Stacy came for me, and we went to the academy, calling for Jane and Ruby and Josie on our way. Josie said I looked as if I hadn't slept a wink, and she didn't believe I was strong enough to stand the grind of the teacher's course, even if I did get through. There are times even yet when I don't feel that I've made any great headway in learning to like Josie Pye. When we were assigned to our rooms, Miss Stacy had to leave us. Then a man came in and began distributing the English exam sheets. My hands grew cold then, and my head fairly whirled around as I picked it up. Just for one awful moment, Diana, I felt exactly as I did 4 years ago when I asked Marilla if I might stay at Green Gables. And then everything cleared in my mind. My heart began beating again. I forgot to say that it had stopped altogether, for I knew I could do something with that paper anyhow. In the afternoon, the history paper was pretty hard, and I got dreadfully mixed up on the dates. Oh, Diana, if only the geometry examination was over! I know Mrs. Lynde would say that the sun will go on rising and setting whether I fail in geometry or not, but I think I'd rather it didn't go on if I failed. Yours devotedly, Anne.